Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is the homecoming edition of Campus Connection for Thursday, October 27th. And Burns, this could go down as one of the warmest OSU homecoming weekends ever.
I know. We've had these 8 o'clock parades before, and it's been pretty cold. But I think this will be a great week. Beautiful weather. The campus is just buzzing, and all the Greek houses are being, fraternity houses are being decorated, and it really is a special week. We call it America's Greatest Homecoming, and I honestly, I haven't been to every homecoming, of course, but I doubt there's any bigger and more elaborate than what we do. In fact, tomorrow night we'll have what we call walk around, which is where everybody gets out and views all the incredible house decorations that have all this mechanical stuff going on and things turning around. And of course they've all been popped with tissue paper, which, you know, as I said, your fingers smell like glue till Thanksgiving usually, at least when I was in school.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, this all started in the 1920s when sororities began decorating their front doors for homecoming. And we've sure come a long way from that. Then last year, walk around, they estimated around 80,000 people. So I would suggest if you're coming, come early and enjoy the festivities and the incredible decorations. And we'll have our parade, the Sea of Orange Parade, on Saturday. And we're going to honor the four lives that were lost, tragically, in the event last year. Bonnie and Marvin Stone, Nash Lucas, and Nikita Nicole. And there will be four riderless horses to commemorate their lives. But I think we'll be celebrating the first responders who are going to be our grand marshals in the parade. We'll be honoring the survivors and also at the game. So we hope it's a special day for everyone.
Besides all of the homecoming activities, Burns, another big event on campus this week that KOSU was very proud to be part of.
Well, that's right. We're very proud to have hosted the annual Oklahoma Arts Conference of the Oklahoma Arts Council. This is a huge conference that brings together folks in the arts and cultural industry in Oklahoma. They have presentations, workshops. They even had to suffer through a speech from me. The council was founded in 1965 when Henry Bellman signed the act creating the Oklahoma Arts Council, and they support so many worthy programs around our state. They are truly causing arts to flourish, and we were just very honored to have them here on our campus where there's a lot going on in the arts.
And to finally, Burns, construction and landscaping crews have been busy putting the final touches on OSU's new Welcome Plaza between our studio here in Stillwater and the OSU Student Union.
That's exactly right. In fact, we are dedicating that Welcome Plaza tomorrow. It's right on the southeast side of the Student Union. It's in front of the Paul Miller Building and just across the street from the Oklahoma State Alumni Building. It's a beautiful garden, and it'll serve as a new gateway to greet new students, families, and alumni. It also features a beautiful sculpture of a galloping mare in her foal. It also has columns that feature the statement of cowboy ethics and the OSU alma mater. It's a very impressive new feature here for the campus.
Have a great weekend, Burns.
You too, Kelly.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.